Hey there, it's Dr. Nazanin Mo'oli, and I want to chat with you about a key ingredient for a fabulous date night, feeling sexy. And come on, let's be real. What you wear plays a big part in how you rock that confidence. That's why I'm thrilled to introduce you to Quince. Quince brings you premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts starting at just $30, along with washable silk tops, 40-karat gold jewelry, and more. And guess what? All of their goodies are priced 50 to 80% lower than similar brands. By teaming up directly with top factories, Quince skipped the middleman and hands us the saving. Plus, they stick to factories with safe, ethical practices and top-notch fabrics and finishes. How awesome is that? Picking from Quince's website was tough, because they have a ton of fabulous choices. I ended up going for their 100% washable silk sleep dress in champagne. And let me tell you, my husband was floored. He's convinced whoever rocks this is in for a blast. I'm going to record some content on that dress so you can see how fabulous is that dress. Elevate your date night style with Quince. Pop over to quince.com/sexology for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexology to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/sexology.
Welcome to Sexology, a podcast that untangles the science of sex and pleasure. And now, with this week's episode, your host, clinical psychologist, Dr. Nazanin Mo'oli.
Hello there. Welcome to the anniversary episode of Sexology Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to this show. 3 years ago this day, I aired my first episode of Sexology Podcast, and I was so scared because I didn't know if anyone would listen to the show. I'd never done any kind of broadcasting in the past. I've done TV shows, but this was absolutely a new thing for me. And 3 years later, now we're about 1 million downloads. So thank you so much for all of you guys who have been with us all along our three-year journey, and those who have joined in along the way. I am very grateful for every single one of you guys. That's why that this week I decided to create this special episode just for you. So if your goal is this year is to upgrade your sexual health and increasing pleasure in your life, this is for you. So this week we are celebrating our third year anniversary by hearing some tips about how to transform your sex life from our previous guests. So what I've done is I reached out to our guests in the past. I asked them to send us their very favorite sex tips so I can share with you guys. And I went through the recording and I chose few of them that I thought it would be helpful for you guys. I personally love them and I hope you guys find it helpful. Before we go into the show, please, please don't forget to write us a review in Apple Podcasts or Stitchers. I love you guys. I want to be able to do this for a long time. And every single review that I get, it's really helpful for me to change the show in the way that you want. And also, it's very encouraging. And then more importantly, it helps us to reach a broader audience because it helps us to rank higher in iTunes. Here's the show. Our first clip comes from Dr. Kat Meyer. She was our guest on episode 130. She is a licensed marriage family therapist, sex therapist, yoga instructor, published researcher, and Reiki practitioner. Here's her recommendation.
Hi, this is Dr. Kat Meyer. One of my favorite strategies that have helped elevate my embodiment and sexuality has been mirror work. Anytime we do something in which we can be the viewer, receiving our own self can be a powerful expansion of our self-love and sexuality. I recommend for mild spice, Seduce yourself in the mirror with a dance or a look, clothes on, clothes off, or even a striptease. For a hotter spice, try self-pleasuring in front of the mirror. Or if you have a partner, set up a mirror to have sex in front of and get into the enjoyment of watching yourself in pleasure.
Oh God, I love mirror work. I'm so glad Dr. Kat Meyer talked about this strategy. I use it with my clients who are struggling with self-image and want to transform their sexual life as well. So I love that she talked about the mirror exercise. The second clip comes from Tara Gliano. Tara helps women reimagine their bodies after cancer and rekindle their sexuality. She's a certified sex therapist and teaches the classes Rediscovering My Body After Cancer to amazing, courageous women who have had cancer. Here is Tara's recommendation for us.
Hello, this is Tara Gliano of Boulder Sex Therapy, wishing Dr. Moali and Sexology Podcast a very happy third birthday. I was very honored to be a guest earlier this year, and I'm so thrilled to be a part of this birthday celebration. And for your viewers, I have a very simple activity that is fun and creative that will transform your sex lives, and that is simply to try something new. When the brain is activated in that way, neuroplasticity increases, and it is a courageous act to try something new and step out of your regular repertoire and do something fun and exciting. So I challenge you to try something new. And if you'd like to find out more tips, you can check out my Facebook page, Boulder Sex Therapy. Looking forward to seeing you in the new year.
Another very, very great point. There was this research that recently came out from one of the universities in Canada and talked about the importance of incorporating new activity in your life in order to increase your sex desire and sexual health. If you guys are looking for ideas on what to do, you can download the 101 Way of Spicing Things in Your Life that I curated a few months ago. The link is in the show notes and it has a number of different things that you can do. Anyhow, the third clip comes from Jessica Graham. Jessica is a meditation teacher, sex relationship and spiritual guide for couples and individuals, speakers and author of Good Sex, Getting Off Without Checking Out. Here is Jessica's clip.
Hi, this is Jessica Graham, author of Good Sex, Getting Off Without Checking Out. And my one tip for transforming your sex life is self-love. And I know this might sound a little cliche, but self-love is the number one ingredient to a good sex life, as far as I'm concerned. You can practice self-love through self-love meditations, through writing self-love lists at the end of the day, just listing the things that you love about yourself. You can also get a picture of yourself when you were a little kid and put it somewhere that you'll see it regularly and just let that little kid know how much you love them every day. Over time, these kinds of practices will build up your self-love, your self-compassion, and your self-acceptance. And all of that informs your sex life. If you love yourself, you're going to be able to show up for yourself and advocate for your pleasure. You're going to be able to say hell yes to the things that you really want and no thank you to the things that you don't. That self-love piece is incredibly important when it comes to connecting with other people as well, because self-love allows us to connect more deeply to ourselves. So self-love is my tip for good sex. And just know this, you don't need to love yourself perfectly. There's no such thing as perfect self-love. Just do your best one day at a time.
Next, we have this clip from Dr. Ari Tuchman. Dr. Ari Tuchman, he was our guest in episode 79, 81, 92, 139. He's a psychologist and sex therapist. And as you see, I invited him in the show so many times because the material, the presentation is fantastic. And he recently published his fourth book, ADHD After Dark, Better Sex Life, Better Relationship. This is one of my favorite books. I was talking about it in our book club, which is the other therapists and psychologists, and they love the concept and the ideas so much that they assign it as our next book. I hope you check out the book. Anyhow, here's Dr. Arya Takman's recommendation on how to transform your sex life.
Hi there, this is Dr. Arya Takman, and I am super psyched to be back here on the Sexology podcast, especially on as auspicious an occasion as the third year anniversary show. So here's my sex tip. It's really kind of boring and it's super important. So get more sleep, get into bed earlier, get more sleep. Your sex life will be better when you're well rested and your mood will be better. You'll be more fun to be around and so will your partner. But beyond just getting more sleep, on the nights that you're gonna have sex, get into bed even just a half hour earlier. Just a little bit earlier is gonna make a big difference in terms of your energy level, your focus, your desire, the crazy stuff that you can get into with a little bit more kind of, you know, spunk or, you know, jazz in your step. So get into bed earlier, spend more time in bed, whether doing fun things with your partner or just catching some Z's. Either way, it's gonna benefit your sex life. Have a good one.
Next, we have a clip by Wendy Maltz. Wendy Maltz, LCSW, is an internationally recognized sex therapist, author, and speaker with more than 35 years of experience treating sex and intimacy concern. She has her content in her website, healthysex.com. Wendy is one of the best authors when it comes to treatment of challenges that comes with sexual abuse and sexual assault. And her books are filled with wonderful tips and strategy on how to change your relationship with your sexuality after trauma. I recommend it to clients on a weekly basis who are struggling with this. And she shared one of her favorite tips on how to reconnect with your sexual partner and transform your sex life.
Hi, this is Wendy Maltz of healthysex.com. I'm happy to share some suggestions today for increasing love-based sex and intimacy. When I think of what I learned in the 45 years as a sex and relationship therapist that's most powerful, it's the simplest things. It's things like making eye contact with a partner. I mean, really looking at each other's eyes and into each other's irises. They say that the word intimacy can be looked at as into me see. So when you're looking, making eye contact with a partner, open up and let your partner see into you and see and look to your partner, look to your partner's heart and soul. Eyes are the windows to the soul. And spend a moment just appreciating that connection that you're making with this other person who's so important to you. Smiling is another very simple human behavior that can really increase intimacy powerfully. It's not a grin like a politician's grin or a celebrity's grin. It has to do with feeling the appreciation and love that you have and the gratitude. And it's more like a kind of like a Buddha smile, calm, pleasant, looking and smiling at the partner. And being able to do smiling like before, even during or after sex. We're one of the few creatures on earth who smile after sex. I think the bonobo monkeys are other ones. Apes, bonobo apes are also smile after orgasm and sex. But smiling, very powerful way and of showing gratitude and approval and caring. And making your touch, taking a moment to make it be conscious in terms of as a way of communicating caring to a partner and the feelings that you have and appreciations. There's a great exercise from my book, The Sexual Healing Journey, called Hand to Heart. You can see it demonstrated on the Relearning Touch video that's available for free at healthysex.com. They demonstrate the hand-heart exercise. It's wonderful. It's actually where you sit across from your partner and each place your palms on each other's heart, and you think about your appreciations and caring and good times and sending those through your, from your heart up to your shoulder, down your arm, into your partner's heart. And you create a circle, a flow of conscious loving and appreciation. So I think that it boils down to that old saying, what is it? Kiss, keep it simple, stupid, or keep it simple, sweetheart, maybe a better way of saying it for this podcast. And I wish you all the best. I've got lots of information at healthysex.com, and I've written lots of books. My poetry anthologies in particular, a great way of learning about intimacy and enhancing your times together. So wish you all the best. Bye-bye.
Next, we have Rachel Grant. Rachel is the owner and founder of Rachel Grant Coaching and is a sexual abuse recovery coach. She is also the author of Beyond Surviving, the Final Stage in Recovery from Sexual Abuse. Here is Rachel's recommendation for us.
Hey there, Sexology podcast listeners. Rachel Grant here. I am coming to you today to share with you one of my favorite tips for healing and reclaiming your sex life, particularly with regards to following sexual trauma. I work with survivors of childhood sexual abuse who are beyond sick and tired of feeling broken, unfixable, and burdened by the past. And I help them break free from the pain of trauma and move on with their lives. And certainly one area of our life that is deeply impacted by sexual abuse is our sexuality. And there are so many layers and so many nuances and so many things that we want to tackle and take on when we're thinking about transforming our sex life. But today I'm going to share with you just one of my favorite little tips and tricks. With your partner, do the trust fall. Do y'all remember back in the day? I certainly do, when I would go to summer camp and they would have us stand up with our arms across our chest and there would be someone behind us and we would have to just surrender and fall backwards into that person's arms and trust that he or she would catch us. You know, sex has a lot to do with trust. It has a lot to do with surrendering. And so if we can find that space in our relationship with another person to do that trust fall, it actually starts to teach our system that we can surrender with our partner, that we are safe, that that person can hold us, they will catch us. And that can do so much to open up our desire and our passion and our pleasure. So I hope you'll give it a shot and send me an email, coach@rachelgrantcoaching.com, to let me know how it went for you.
Next, we have Jonathan Miller. Jonathan is speaker, coach, and trainer, and you can find the link to his podcast and all the great content that he has in mindfulcommunication.me. Here's Jonathan's recommendation on how to have amazing sex life with your partner.
Hey, it's Jonathan here from Mindful Communication, and I wanted to give a tip for you, a fun and creative suggestion that will help transform your sex life. Now, one thing we often neglect about our sex life is what happens outside of our sex life. And one important thing that we want to be mindful of is how we're communicating and how we're connecting with our partners, because that's going to make our sex life that much better. And so the tip I have for you today is around the idea of advice giving. We love to give advice, don't we? I know I do. I am all about giving advice, fixing a situation, especially if, for example, you're in a committed relationship. You don't want to see your partner suffering. You don't want to see them down and out. And so what I like to do, and I know many others do, is I like to go in for the rescue. I like to give a bunch of unsolicited advice, and I like to fix up the situation as much as I can. But often that is ineffective. So the first step to this exercise is to just start noticing how often you are giving advice and trying to fix a situation. That's the first step. Next, once you start noticing that that is indeed a behavior that you have, what I encourage you to do is, instead of advice giving and fixing, I want you to replace that behavior. You're going to try a few different things, actually. One thing you're going to do is you're going to not say anything at all. You're just going to sit there and listen attentively. You're going to nod and maybe say something like, okay, I got it. That's it. Because sometimes all our partner wants from us is just to listen. They just want to be witnessed. They just want to be heard and understood. And that's how you can do that. Another way you can do that is you can also summarize what they said. So paraphrase them. You can say something like, okay, so what you're saying is XYZ, XYZ. Is that right? And just leave it at that. Don't give any advice. Don't fix the situation. If you just try those two things, you're going to see that the level of connection in your relationship is going to increase significantly. And as a result, your sex life is going to be even more amazing.
I hope you guys found this recommendation helpful and at least choose one to start implementing on a regular basis. Also, as I shared with you guys, during the anniversary month, as a special gift to all of you guys, one my wonderful listeners, I'm doing a weekly giveaway on my Instagram page, which is at Oasis to Carry. You can find the link in the show notes. I'm giving out gift cards. I'm giving out toys, books. Every single thing that I chose are things that I recommend to my clients. I love them. I use them myself. So if you are kind of curious about this, if you want to know how to enter for the giveaway, definitely follow me at Instagram. I want to shower you with love, attention, because I love you guys and I cannot wait to connect with you in my social media. Have a lovely day.
Thanks for listening to the Sexology Podcast. For more great content, visit www.sexologypodcast.com. Please be advised that information presented on this podcast is not a substitute for seeking help from a licensed mental health provider.